Okay, so I just want to say that my name is Stephen Eli. I am a, I guess you can say, a customer service hog. I just love to give customer service. I love to provide the best customer service in life, just in general, whether it be at work, whether it be at home or on the street. I just want to be the best person. I want to help people. I have worked at many jobs, actually, more than I could probably count on my hands. From being a plumber to being somebody that works at Lowe's. And I have always had the same mindset. I've always wanted to go above and beyond. Even if I don't make money or I lose money, helping people is just what I do. And I really shine. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I am really, really good at just treating people, beyond excellent. People just love, conversating with me, even if they're having a bad day and they're, mad because they can't find something. I'm one of those people that I can calm them down, and by the time they're leaving, they might not be jumping up for joy, but they're not going to be angry anymore, even after talking to me. Or even if we can't find what they're looking for. So, I just shine. I'm just like a super bright light, no matter where I go. And it's very intimidating for people, a lot of people, bosses, employees, coworkers. They just don't know how to handle it. But the one thing that does happen is, my excellent customer service, my go-get attitude, my I want to do and help everybody. People abuse it. Coworkers, especially, there are, not all of them, but some of them, there are some coworkers that do abuse that. And that just gets me very angry, thinking that just because I'm willing to be 1,000% all the time and I'm willing to help everybody, including people I don't want to help, I do it because that's just me. It gives me joy, makes me feel satisfied. But then there's those people that they're just lazy and they abuse the fact that, oh, hey, he's going to be running around or he's going to do it. Why do I have to do it? Why do I have to pick up the pace? Or because I don't want to be here, I'm gonna, act like shit, work like shit, be like shit, just in general. And I just, that's the one thing that just gets me so angry. Like, I'm happy about everything, but that just gets me, I mean, angry to the point where my blood boils. Where, when somebody thinks that they can abuse who I am. And I know I'm worrying about myself and making myself look good, but the problem is that it's supposed to be a team effort, and my customer service, the way that I, the just being a good person, the way that I want to help everybody, I don't know, I just it gets me so angry, like to the point where I'm willing to tell the person you're lazy. Where were you all day? I'm willing to confront. I'm willing to go to the management and say, "Hey, look, this guy's lazy." I've only been working at my job right now because I just recently moved for about a month, not even. And I'm already starting, not starting shit, but I'm already, confronting this person because since I've been here for this month, this guy has been the same way the whole time, hasn't changed. Just lazy. Just, I mean, complete lazy. And then when I came in today, it was something that he could have went and looked at, but he was like, "Hey man, can you go do this for me?" And I'm like, I'm not gonna say no in front of the customer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, you just don't do that. Whether it doesn't matter if we don't like each other or not, it's all about the customer. You don't show them, oh, attitude and stuff towards each other, because you just don't do that. So, of course, me, I'm gonna go do that. And I come back, and no thank you, no whatever, just okay. And it just made me so mad because I was like, okay, you could have got up, you could have looked, you knew exactly where it was. You could have told the customer that. And then the whole day goes by and nowhere to be found. And again, it makes me mad because I want to be at my best all the time. But then there's people that are just, they just think, oh, I don't want to be here. I'm gonna be lazy and abuse that. And I don't know. I guess I shouldn't be getting really angry about that, but again, I'm just like 1,000%, and I see a lot of people, they just don't care. I mean, I get it, it's work, but for me, I'm like, whether you're making $10 an hour, whether you're making five, maybe 50, 1,000, you should have a good attitude about what you want, what you're doing, because you're blessed to have that. You know, people that are like, oh, you know, they complain, or I don't want to be here, da 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 da. You know, those people, those are lazy, don't want to do shit. Oh, they think that they deserve something because they worked for at a job for so long. Well, you didn't want to excel. You didn't want to be better. You know, you deserve where you're at. You know, you want something, you work for it. And people are like, oh, I get overlooked. You don't have to stay where you're at. You can leave easily. You can easily just get up and go. No problem. You know? But people stay there and then they just become hateful and crappy and a cesspool of just garbage. They just don't, you know what I mean? And it just brings everybody down. They can't rely upon that person and it's just horrible. It's like, so I just wanted to pretty much just say that I just can't believe how people are going around sulking and mad where they're at and, you know, letting that spill over to everybody else. So, you know, their attitude's pretty much affecting everybody. And you know, I'm over here trying my hardest to make, you know, try to keep everybody happy, which I can do. That's something I can. I just, your attitude, like when I approach people, I'm smiling, I'm happy, I'm laughing, you know what I mean? I got a million things going on at home. A million things going on at home that are like so stressful, so crazy, but this is work. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just wild to see people that think that they're so privileged that they can be lazy and just total downer, or like, oh, you know, what did I do? Like, totally, they know what they did. They're lazy. They don't want to be there. And it's just a shame. And then people wonder why, oh, you know, people are going out there hurting people, or people are going out there shooting people. And it's like, you know, because you got people like that that don't really truly appreciate what they have, you know. Serious. They really don't appreciate what they have. It's sickening. That's what the world is coming to. It's like, wow. And I see it everywhere, like all around me. I can't like get away from it. It's crazy, and it makes me angry and mad as a person, like when I'm going around having to live in that. And you know, I just wanted to say, like, it's scary. It's scary that that's what's happening to everybody. There's, you know, so many people are depressed, thinking, oh, because I can't, you know, like, oh, I work this crappy job that I don't want to work, and I'm just going to be a crappy person, and you know what I mean? Like, I could go do something else, but I'm just going to be crappy here because my life is crap, and, you know, I don't know. I just can't believe it. You know, we're blessed to get up in the morning and we have people, you know, we got people like that. We're blessed to be in America. We're blessed to be in America. Like, I'm not saying everybody has giant homes or nice cars, but we don't need that. That's all in the mind, all materialistic. That can be taken away. You know, people are so caught up in all the craziness, all the bullshit, like, you know, their bills and everything, that they can't even just be happy. You know, they can't even just like put some effort out. You know. It's you know, people wonder why the world is going to crap. Well, yeah, I can see why the world's going to crap. Look at how everybody's acting. You know, we need these cars, we need these TVs and the Xboxes and the internet and the everything, all this materialistic bullshit that's just like eating our souls away and making us bitter people. You know, either bitter or you know, zombied from like what's actually going on in the world and how the world really fucking works. You know, it's just mind blowing. Mind blowing. I can't believe it's just like I know what depression feels like, but you know, these people, they're taking it to another level. You know, it's like everybody's, you know, there's so many people just taking it to that next level. Oh, I don't make enough money. Well, you know what? You don't need a brand new car. Oh, I deserve it. No, we don't. We don't deserve shit. Okay. We don't deserve any of that. We're already blessed with something, which is life. If you can see, if you can breathe, if you can hear, if you can taste, if you can smell, I mean, that's all a blessing. Because there's people out there that don't have that and don't have a choice. They're going to probably pass away today, tomorrow, the next minute. They know they're going to die, you know? So it's like, instead of walking around going, oh, how bad my life is, how about we start picking up our asses and being like, hey, you know, wow, I really am blessed. I really am blessed to be able to get up in the morning. I'm really blessed that I'm actually able to, if I wanted to work hard enough, buy a home or a car. You know, but people are like, I gotta buy this, I gotta buy that, I gotta have this, I gotta have that, and then wonder why their lives are so, like, miserable because their bills. It's, I don't know. Sorry, this is just a rant about how today's society is just so, we're really blind to a lot of things, and there's a lot of issues that are going on in the world, you know, that are worse than what we have here. But, you know, those people, they don't even complain as much as we complain about not being able to have a phone or my internet's cut off. There's people that don't have electricity or water, you know. So sorry, that's just a little rant that I wanted to go on about how I think the world is just going nuts because of something that we've made up as human beings, which is money, material. You know, everything material-wise is just, it doesn't help anybody. It makes everything worse, you know? So, yep.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.